So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. We're here in North Dakota County. Yeah, what a special one. Mick Minogue, his life story.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mick Minogue. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Come on, let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Mick Minogue, happy birthday.
Thanks very much. And Eamon, you're very, very welcome to Ross Gray. Not your first time this year.
Absolutely, congratulations on a great life story, of course. We're here to talk about you, but you have a lot of guests here tonight. You know, big names.
There was 11 of us in it, and there's only two of us left. My sister Therese over there. Which I'm like, oh, three, one in America. I forgot about her. We don't see her very often. Eamon, apologise when you go out there. My son is going back out tomorrow. And then we have a lot of nephews and nieces. And, of course, there's some great friends of mine here, and some of them were enemies years ago. I can pick out one straight away, Noel Murrath. But I'll have to say that Noel has a record that very few have. In 1989, we won three All-Irelands. Noel was chairman, and we won the junior, the 21, and the senior. And the first time it was done since 1930. Has it been done since, Noel?
No.
Imagine that. 1930, and Noel was chairman of that outfit. Absolutely. And I have a photograph of that team there, and great men.
Yeah. Lots of other stars, the great Tiger Connor, Francis Loughnane, Joe Tynan, and all these guys.
Well, I tell you about them fellas. And the one and only Joe Hayes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to collect Joe on the way to training in Turles. He was training for a Garda. I don't know how they brought him in. But it did. But anyway, the fellow used to say, I went for Joe. And Jesse said, I am. Is he busy? Oh, he's very busy all day. What was he doing? Nothing. And Joe used to tell his yarns going in. Then I said to my man, by the way, when do you want Joe back? Oh, don't bring him back in a hurry. But Joe was a great warrior, and I'll tell you one thing. Babs doesn't recognise what Joe Hayes done in 1991. To my mind, when he came on, when we were 9 points down, he picked up ball after ball after ball, and we got the goals over that won the Munster final and won the All-Ireland. But I'm afraid Joe was like myself. He was only a spectator after that for Chris.
We must remind people as well, the great Alan Tynan is here as well.
Alan Tynan, definitely. But Alan Tynan, of course, we have Liam, who brought us out of the doldrums last year, mm-hmm. And bring us up to senior. And, of course, I would give him some advice, but he wouldn't take it half the time. But Alan, fine hurler, and there's no doubt about a great future. But a thing about Liam's grandfather, he played for Offaly at 16 years of age, senior. Damien Martin told me that he was some hurler at 16 years of age, playing county senior hurling. So I can tell you whether, Alan, you'll have something to put a start to that.
Look, we're going to take you back, and indeed, to be part of the Ross Gray team and the great team and all that. You grew up here in Ross Gray, is that right?
No, I didn't. No.
I was primed into that one now.
I'll tell you, you can see the Noxie blood coming out there now. No, I was born. Funny thing happened. I was born. I was in Sappel, Noxie Gowna, and nobody ever called me Mick in Ross Gray. Just always say, "Hell, Noxie." I was born in Nina Hospital, and would you know something? The next day was I baptised in St. Mary's of the Rosary, Nina. And Gerry Gavin told me I could have played for Nina. But sure, I got a chance here in Ross Gray, and you know something?
How did you get up here?
On a bike. I tell you something. There's a girl down there whose brother, Paddy Maloney, was a second father to me, if you like. Paddy was such a nice man to me. And Kieran Carey was staying in the house at the time, legally. Yeah. But there was some camogie player in her day, Tess Maloney.
Absolutely.
Tess Morton, brilliant camogie player. And she'd come down limping. I have to say this much about Joe Tynan's wife's granny. That's where I bunked in. And then also I had a second mother. And Tess would come down limping. And she said, What happened to you? What about the other girl? Oh, she's worse.
So Noxie is where you grew up.
Noxie is where I grew up, and that's where I learned hurling. And I tell you something, we were next door to Bursa Cairn. Mm-hmm. And there used to be skin and hair flying when we'd meet. Yeah. And some
a decent team now, Boris again.
Oh, where? Are you joking me, Ren? But I played minor with Boris again, with Mackie McKenna and Father Seamus Garner, would you believe it? Okay. And then I moved to Ross Gray, and we met him a few times then afterwards, but they were the best hurling team we ever played again. Burstacane. They should have won a few North titles. We didn't mind robbing them. And they could have won a county final. But they're a great team. And Noel, we used to be at loggerheads, Noel and myself sometimes. Yeah. And then another fellow from Lura, Wilsie Morris. And my mother's uncle, my mother's sister was married to their uncle. Okay. And that didn't help. But anyway, Asher came into Ross Gray and I came into Limerick Street. And I came into a hurling street. Because you wouldn't believe the hurlers that was there that time. A short time later, when I grew up and, with all the rest of the lads, up the street, next door to me was Mickey Nolan, who won a minor All-Ireland with Tip in 1959. Took us 17 years to win one afterwards. Just up the street was the two Tynans, Tom and Joe. And then we had Irvin Whalen, another great hurler. We had, what do you call him across the way? Tommy O'Mara, County Minor, and then we had Paddy Maloney, Kieran Carey, and what have you. And just down next door then was three Delaney brothers. We had nothing but brothers. Yeah. Never seen the bay of it. But of course, the real brothers were the Lucknans. I came in, and this fellow, of course, was a fabulous juvenile minor, 21. And of course, he was trying to get the better of Joe Tynan, because Tynans were great, unbelievable players. They were all connected, of course. I didn't want to cause any row between them. Yeah. But anyway, I played for a number of years at centre field with Francis Lucknan. I didn't mind him carrying me. He was well able for it. But sure, we won that stage. We had another young lad that was next door to Francis Lucknan. He was a carbon copy of John Horgan of Cork, white hair, Beaver Burke, or Martin Burke. And he went to America, and it was a pity he did. He was a great, great hurler. But there were so many hurlers in Limerick Street at the time. I said to the lads one day, we should take on the rest of the town. But then we discovered that the Connors were above in Assumption Bar. And Jesus, they know what? And they were cousins of my wife, Maisie. And I said, there'll be a blood badge yet. So that went by the board anyway. But
was that the street leagues, was it?
It wasn't a street league, but it could have been a street fight, all right. we had tremendous hurlers. And before I ever came into Ross Gray, I'd say one of the greatest hurlers Ross Gray ever had, and that's no disrespect to Francis or anybody else, was Martin Lucknan. Mm-hmm. He was a total genius. He won 9 North finals with Ross Gray. 9. Won an All-Ireland with Tip in 1945, when it wasn't too easy to get on. Martin was an unbelievable hurler. Fanny Rowland was another unbelievable hurler. We had the Rangs of Shee Hills, who were unbelievable hurlers, a whole family of them. They were like the Rackers of Wexford. And then we had the Butlers at Lentara, another three Butlers, another three fellas, two of them won minor All-Irelands with Tipperary, Gerardy and Mick. And such hurlers we had. And then, of course, we had another young fellow up there, came around the place, young Michal Scully, 85, captain of the under-21 team that won the All-Ireland. Great hurlers. But Ty captained team 71. Branson himself were blinders against, won the championship that year. And I think myself, they'll agree with me when I say this, they should have won a few more All-Irelands. They were good enough to win it. But one thing we have, which very few clubs have, they won the All-Ireland in 71, Ty and Francis. But we won the club All-Ireland. And Tony Maloney was captain. And we had the two trophies. We wouldn't be able to fit them in here now tonight. We had the two trophies in the Pat Hotel, the Club All-Ireland and the Senior All-Ireland. Wasn't that some achievement?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Mate, look, we're going to take a very first break.
You're right, and I could do with one.
We're here in a fantastic restaurant. We'll tell you all about that later on.
Right.
We'll be back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. E53, we're in a beautiful restaurant here in Ross Gray. Absolutely class. Mick Minogue. Look at Tip had a fantastic result yesterday, even though it's a draw, just be a pint. We drew a level.
Yeah, before I go to that, I want to refer to a man from Lura. His name is Joe Kennedy. Mm-hmm. He scored two glorious goals in the Munster final against Cork and won the Munster Final for us, went on to win the All-Ireland. And then he scooted off to America. He was showing his medals over in America, yeah. But he had a pub over there, of course.
Terrific. Tip did very well yesterday.
Yeah. A strange thing about yesterday's game, whether any of you noticed or not, no goals.
Mm-hmm. 25-25, yeah.
It, first time I was at a, because they were at a match, that the goalkeepers weren't tested. Mm-hmm. What happened, I don't know. They were playing maybe out the field a bit, but it's going to be, we're qualifying anyway, I've no doubt about that. Yes. But I'm not too sure about that. I have a sneaking that Cork may come up and, again.
Okay, yeah, of course we're...
But Tip, I tell you, the young the lads played great yesterday, in fairness.
Yeah, great support for the county there.
Terrific, and great to see young Beavan from Tommy Vara, who we often played against, mm-hmm. and Liam Cahill, and his other selectors, and they have done a great job, and they have put Tipperary back in the map again. But until we win a Munster final in All-Ireland, we're still not on the map. But
we're nearly there.
I'll tell you, we're nearly there, mm-hmm. and it could happen, and I hope it will happen.
As this program's going out on Saturday morning, everyone will be listening to you, Mick.
I hope they have better things to do.
Everyone will be listening to you, kind of hoping that you can deliver on Sunday.
Yeah. I think there's every hope for us. We have to keep our feet on the ground. And I don't know where we might wind up, maybe in the Munster final, but it's still going to be a rocky road, and we still have to make sure that we keep doing what we're doing. It's obvious that Liam Cahill has the lads steamed up, and if you're going out to play a match, you have to be steamed up, because they'll tell you, any time we were playing Burs again, we nearly had to be over-steamed. And
Alan Tynan has been playing Alan extremely Tynan, well.
Yeah, Alan Tynan has... Alan Tynan, of course... he lost a couple of years hurling when he went to the Munster Academy for rugby, but it's not too often that you get a player to play in a minor football All-Ireland and a hurling All-Ireland, mm-hmm. and unfortunately we lost the two of them. Maybe between two stools we fell, but Alan has great ability. He's well able to travel. He has a good engine, and I suppose Liam will say, he got it from me.
That's Liam England, of course, manager of the Ross Grace senior team.
He was last year, mm-hmm. and himself. And where's the chairman gone?
I see Jim McDonald. Yeah.
Jim McDonald. Yeah. Yeah. Here he comes back. Yeah. Well, Jim has done a great job with Ross Grace, and I'll tell you another man who done a great job when he was secretary there was Francis's son, Prince Eve, brilliant secretary. Yeah. And now we have another lady secretary. Mrs. McMahon, and then there's no doubt about it. Mark McLaughlin was a very good chairman as well. So, in fairness to all those people, it's great to go up to Ross Grey a Saturday morning to the hurling field, and to see about 80 young people, mm-hmm. under 9 or 10, mm-hmm. going to be the future of Ross Grey. And I want to see Ross Grey, as we all do here this evening, getting back to the top again.
Absolutely.
You hear that, Liam?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, give him a nice round, lads, for those kind words.
Tipperary is every chance. They'll just have to make sure that they keep moving it the way they're going at the moment. They're a very fit outfit, and they're not going to give away anything, that's for sure, soft. Mm-hmm.
And Mick, look, we're going to take you back again to your hurling days and your training days. How did you get to be a trainer, a manager?
that's a dangerous one to bring up now, because I'll tell you what happened. Somebody entered me in the Butlins holiday camp for a coaching session. And who was I rooming with? Only Phil Bennis. And Francis knows all about the Bennises. And she also knows about Richie. Remember the famous pint, that he got? That wasn't a pint. Mm-hmm. And I said to Phil one night, a few jars on, I said, Phil, Richie, that ball was wide. Mm-hmm. Jeffsy said, I think it was right over the post. What post? The goal post. Sure, he said, it must have been wide. He said, it was near enough. And then what happened then, we used to be involved with Ross Grey Juveniles and what have you, and sure, there was great men here over Juveniles. And then a funny thing happened. Moneygall, for some unknown reason, dragged me out to Moneygall to a rearrange a match between Ross Grey and Tommy Vara. And we weren't on great terms at the time with Moneygall. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, 'twasn't out for that at all. They said, right, we want you to train now. Moneygall. I was with the Ross Grey Minors at the time, even though I wasn't a selector. So anyway, didn't they win the Northern County Final?
Moneygall?
Yeah.
And you trained them?
Yeah.
against your own parish?
No. We were over. But Willie Hill did the best of it all. Tony Dean said I should have been ran out of the parish of Roscrea. I was training an awfully team to win the Tipperary Championship.
Mike, you got out of that one nicely.
I did. But anyway, the next thing Hubie Hogan called into me and he said, young man, he said, I have a job for you next year. And I said, what's that? Be involved with the Tipperary Miners. And I said, you must be joking. I haven't experienced enough for that. But anyway, persuaded me. I had a couple of great men, three great men with me. Brother O'Grady, Angus Ryan from Cashel, and Billy Carroll from Clonmel. And we got together, and the last time a minor All-Ireland was won in 59, 17 years gone by, went and won a minor All-Ireland. I said, what the hell is wrong here? Now, I know Francis had won 21 All-Irelands, it's all it take. And Joe, but we should have won minors in the 60s because we had great players in the 60s, Francis, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Great players in the 60s, and Ty, I don't know what we were thinking of. Didn't we win? Tommy Barrett said, he'll win nothing with that crowd. He said, half junior for the junior clubs. And he said, 17 clubs. Where do you think you're going? Mm-hmm. And then we had 25 in the panel, and he wanted us to drop the 25. And of course, I'm as stubborn as an F. And I said, no, Tommy, we're not going to drop anybody. He says, you won't get 21 medals, not that you're going to win them anyway. And we went on and we won the Munster final and we won the All-Ireland. And we dined above in the Grand Hotel in Malahide. And I went up with my late wife to the Grand Hotel in Malahide to book it for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I told Tommy what I was up for doing. He said, you think you're the county board, do you? You pay for it then.
So where did you get the extra medals? You were short
we got
a few.
No trouble getting them. Sure, they only get 40 nowadays. Yeah.
What about, you see this lad down the corner there, Joe Hayes? Well, he was one of the masters of the team in those days.
Joe Hayes was a great servant to Tipperary. But they know something? There were certain people didn't like him.
For what reason?
I'd say that Joe, of course, was... it was like when the Rattler burned the cake out in Croke Park. And it was birthday. And I'm glad... And my cake is out there now as well. I hope they don't eat it. But yep, the next okay. Anyway, didn't... Joe says, one thing I have to hand it to RTE, he says, bringing out the cake. He says, that's more than Sky done.
Lovely.
But Joe was a great warrior, and I think Kieran and myself went down to the Quirk, to the home last year, because Dan Quirk and Declan won All-Irelands with me in 89, on that famous 21 team to bet. Mm-hmm. And I felt very sorry for the Quirks, because we trained in Clonalty. And Clonalty, Joe, I tell you, the pitch was not very uneven at that time, but you have some job in it now. I heard you pile a lot of money into it. But anyway, we won the minor, and Tommy Barry said to me, coming home, flash in the pan. No, I said, Tommy, 3 years from now, we're going to win the 21. And 3 years later, we won the 21. Michael Dyle captained the team, and we brought a young fellow by the name of Pat Fox and another young fellow from Lura, Brian Manning, onto that team. Won the All-Ireland. So it was all right, said Tommy. Now, Tommy, I told you we'd win the 21 All-Ireland. Now he said, what's next? I said, we're going to win a couple of more. So we won three in a row.
Brilliant.
And then we won several Munster titles in a row. And then we won 85 with Donnie Keely on it. Okay. Michal Scully, captain. And Paul Delaney, wing back. And we won 85. We had last now, Paddy O'Mara. I'd have to say this much, we had great selectors. Paddy O'Mara, Danny Morrissey, second, knew the game inside out. Mikey Ryan Bond from Holy Cross, who you know, mm-hmm. Down from your neck of the wood. And Billy Carroll and myself. And I think we won 8 or 9 Munster finals and 5 All-Irelands. So
that's some record, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I didn't mean it like that, because I want to say here tonight, and I hope it'll go to all the players, young fellas who came through our hands from 76 to about 92. I want to say, lads, you were totally brilliant. To G Meadows, not the other way around, and I have to hand it to you, and to all the men. In 79, we won the National League, and Ty and his brother Kevin was on it. All-star Francis, of course, was corner forward on it, and Patrick Queeley, 4 from Roscrea, and we won the National League in 79.
We're going to take another break. We're here in Roscrea. We're back just after these.
Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. I'm here in Roscrea this week. Life story of Mick Minogue. Francis Lucknan, how are you doing?
I'm not so bad at all, now, Eamon. It's
good to be here.
He's good to be here, yeah.
What would you like to play with?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for turning up here tonight for a great occasion, because Mick came into town years ago from Knockshee. I don't think he knew his way in. I think
he said, came on a bike, he said.
He did. He came in on a bike, and we had to show him the way around.
Yeah.
And he was on the bike for months after, around the town. But anyway, we wish him the best of luck, anyway, because he was a great servant to Roscrea Hurling. Great.
Absolutely. Because he was on the insurance and all of that in those days.
Oh, yeah, he was giving away money at that time.
Was he?
We were all full of money.
That's it. So it wasn't the right business to be in, really. All the players joined up with him.
It was, because we had nothing at that time. Yeah. And we were delighted to get a few pounds off of him every week.
What was he like to play with?
Well, what's the way of putting it at all? Mick was a tremendous player, and he didn't get the credit that he should have got. He used to play mostly, he played at centre field, and then an odd time I'd go out to help him out, because when he got tired, I used to go out to help him out. Yeah. But I'm only joking at that part of it. But he was a great player anyway, and
Absolutely. Super
player, and a very lad that you could depend on.
Tyke O'Connor, how are you doing, 71, captain?
I'm fine, Eamon.
Yep. We all remember 71, bringing home Lee McCarthy to Roscrea.
A long time ago.
Isn't it?
A long time. We were all young then.
Yeah, and you're still young looking.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I had a new pair of knees, I'd be fine.
Yeah. Good memories of this man over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good. You asked Francis, what was he like? Now, to give a politician's answer, he was a very good player, you know, studied the game, always trained well and everything else. Mm-hmm. Now,
give an Andre man's answer now.
Okay. he was something else. He was a type of guy. Bear in mind, he was a country guy. And we were lucky in Roscrea, because Roscrea guys are traditionally take knee and take turtles, meant to be townies, are meant to be kind of softish. On our team, we had Kieran Carey, Mick Hogan, country guys. Mick Minogue, countryman. Mickey Nolan, countryman. Jackie Hannon, countryman. And sort of down the middle. So midfield player, that's where Mick used to play. There was a lot of midfield play back then. It's not like nowadays where the goalkeeper is hitting the ball so far that it's bypassed the midfield. Back then, heavier ball, wet ball, blah, blah, and all the rest. The ball was landing in the middle of the field. And Mick would be there. And not everyone liked marking him. He was the type of guy now, he concentrated on the ball. And if your hand got in the way or if your foot got in the way when the ball hit the ground or whatever, it was your business to guard your hand. And if your foot got in the way, get it out of the way or whatever. He was a fantastic player to have on your team. If you were maybe late in the game, you're a few pints down or whatever, and balls were being poked in the middle of the field, he'd win them. He would win them. He kept his eye on the ball. He'd bat it down, hit the ground, he'd clear it.
And inside your corner forward, Joe Tynan, how are you?
I'm very well now.
Great memories.
Great to see Mick getting a standing ovation there, near enough anyway. And he was a tremendous man for Roscrea. And everyone was very, very fond of Mick and the whole lot. Like, you know, he was a left and right hand hunter. He could do it anyway. He could mix it anyway. And he could, you know, stand up people and this and that and the other. But you wouldn't see the likes of Mick Sutherland today. Because I think there'd be a lot of lads dropping down in the field.
Joe, thanks for that, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
Yeah, he's talking about you scored two or three goals.
Sure, we had great times with Mick. You know, as a young fella growing up, I always admired him on the hurling field. It was lovely to watch him, the way he could move that ball, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he was an amazing surprise when I went in to play with the minors and under-21s. I really have to classify him as a bit of a genius of his time in hurling, because I know he learned me, and we'd often be talking in the car going back with Mick Darcy and the lads back to Bursa Cane. You know, he knew how the game, he was ahead of his time, to be honest with you. He made the game simpler, you know, and took away a lot of the individual stuff, you know. And again, I'd like to mention Maisie too, and Mick. You know, I often went in there back from Turles, tea and sandwiches. She'd never let me leave the yard, you know. A lady, an absolute lady, you know.
Give me a pint of ale for this weekend against Waterford.
Listen, I was up there at the last two games with my two kids, and I said to them, you're lucky men, because I'm only back from the US. I said, you saw two of the best games. You know, two draws, what's the likelihood of that? But anyway, listen, it's in our own hands, and anytime something's in your own hands, that's all you can ask for.
Absolutely. Michal Scully, it's behind you. Michal, how are you?
Hey, Eamon.
Good to be here.
Oh, delighted to be here. An honour to be asked for this man.
One of the great players of our time, too.
Thank you. In my own time, but sure. Just a couple of things about Mick. Three things to say about Mick. The first thing, probably the best man manager I have ever come across. He was able to get the best out of everybody in his own unique way. If he was in the modern game now, it would be absolutely priceless. The second thing, an encyclopedic knowledge of hurling. Absolutely phenomenal.
So as a man manager, what qualities did he have?
He was able to get the best out of everybody. And he done it in different ways. And do you know what I mean? He just had this unique ability to make you feel that you were the best hurler that ever went out onto a field.
So he was ahead of his times, really?
Oh, absolutely. And would be still, if he was in the modern game, would be still ahead of time. And the third thing, and probably the most important part of it is, Mick Minogue is an absolute gentleman.
Absolutely, you can say that
absolute
again.
Gentleman.
Absolutely. Thanks for that. I'm inside the bar here, Alan Tynan. How are you?
Well, Alan, how are you keeping?
Good. Are you sore after yesterday?
Ah, sure. I'm all right. I'm alive.
Yeah. It's good to be part of the county team, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. I suppose maybe over the last number of years there hasn't been a representative from Roscrea, so I suppose proud to represent my club and my town on the county team and trying to do my best for them.
Absolutely terrific. Fantastic to win the Hurler Player of the Match the week before, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Player of the Match against Cork, and we were fairly early yesterday, so a fair dose of reality, but I suppose you take every game as it comes and you go out to give your best in every one of them.
Be tall at your marker and give him a puck of the ball.
Oh, I don't know about that. But you see the kind of the Limerick lads, they're big men, very athletic. So trying to keep into them isn't easy, but we gave it our best shot.
So what's your plan for this week?
So what's planned this week is we'll get back into training, try recover as best we can and go out and give water for the fair lash and try... win that. We're taking as a Munster semi-final, so I suppose winner takes all and we get into a Munster final. That's the plan.
One of your own, Alan Tynan. Liam England, how are you doing, Liam?
Eamon, how are you?
Not bad. Lovely restaurant here.
Yeah, great job. My wife, Ashing, is the owner here, yeah. She's done a massive job, to be fair to her. Probably a dream of hers for a couple of years, so that came through last year, and yeah, she's done a great job.
Yeah, sandwiches taste nice.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I've had a couple over the last year or so. Yeah, they're good, all right.
We have to head into a Bertie cake shortly.
Yeah, I'll have a bit of that as well. Yeah.
Tell me you've enjoyed last year and the last couple of years with Roscrea training.
Listen, the last year in particular was good. Mick gave us a bit of a word earlier on, but as far as I know, I didn't puck a ball at all last year. So really, I suppose the common denominator is we had a great bunch of players last year and really bought into it from the start. And it was a good year and hopefully the start of something.
What can you tell us about Mick?
Mick, sure, listen, I suppose I met Mick for the first time probably a long time before he met his granddaughter, Aisling. But I actually remember, I suppose, the first time I was on the county football panel. Mick used to do a bit of driving for Bertie at the time, Bertie Fitzpatrick. And sure, listen, it was brilliant. Like, we a trip over to Thurles, I suppose, was 30 minutes, 35 minutes, and over and back, I got an hour and 10 minutes of the history of Roscrea hurling. So it was great, and it was really fuel for the fire, like.
Yeah, terrific guy, there's no question about it. Listen, we're tidy in time even at this stage. Thanks for saying hello to us.
Cheers, Eamon, thank you.
Absolutely. Some of the greats of hurling. We go down here to the bottom of the room here. We say hello to Joe Hayes. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, Eamon. You're welcome to Roscrea.
Absolutely. you crossed the field through Holy Cross to get up here.
Yes. I was a sheriff here for a couple of years. And they gave me awful problems. But I'll tell you, Eamon, just one quick little story. The first day I was in town, I said I'd go down to town for an hour walk, see could I meet someone that I knew, and I was just going down into Rosemary Street, and when I went into Rosemary Street, I saw this beautiful looking girl walking across with beautiful brown eyes, and Donny Keeley just came on at the same time, and I said, Donny, I says, hey, who's that bird there? I says, she's beautiful. And the next he turned around and he said to me, that's my wife, and I see you're looking at her, I'll give you a ticket.
I'm just wondering, had Mick the bicycle here at that stage?
No,
had he moved on?
I never see Mick on a bicycle, but I tell you one thing, Mick Minogue is an absolute gentleman, and to me, any time I ever meet him, he always gives me a big hug and talks lovely. Mick Minogue should have been seen a county manager for Tipperary for several years, and we would have got the breakthrough a lot earlier than 89. There is no doubt about that.
Why didn't that happen?
I went into Pat Fox today. I just said, Pat, he couldn't be here tonight. I said, would you just give a message to Mick Minogue? And he said to me, you can tell Mick Minogue he was one of the best coaches that he ever trained. And Pat won 3 All-Irelands. And he said Mick Minogue had the courage in 1982 to bring on all the young players. And they got bit. And I think then Mick went back to the under-21s. And it was a shame, like, that he wasn't kept on, because he had Everton. He had Mick Minogue was a gentleman first and foremost. And you see the way with the carry-on of the top GA at the moment. There's no heart there. There's no feelings for the elderly. There's no feelings. Yesterday we had the Dylan Quirk Foundation. One thing Mick Minogue had was heart, decency, respect. Everton, he should have been actually a president of the GAA.
Absolutely brilliant. Joe Hayes, thanks for being with us. We're going to take another break. We're back with the final part just after these. Lovely. You're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. We're here in Ross Gray this week. A celebration with Mick Minogue and his birthday and all the rest. How are you doing, Noel Morris?
Yeah, I'm doing well, and I'm delighted to be here to celebrate the birthday with Mick. And but as well as Ross Gray and ourselves in Morris again go back a long ways. We have great memories, even though we never came out probably at the right side of it.
Yeah, you were the best of friends always, were you?
Always good friends.
You mean Boris Kane and Musgrave?
Yes, we always admired them, and they went on and they won the first All-Ireland, Club All-Ireland in 1971, and we admired them for that. The Munster Championship in All-Ireland was won, and it was great. And just when we're talking now about county finals and all, in case we forget, we have the captain here tonight who has a county senior football championship medal, Liam England. And Jim McDonald was on that team as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were known as Tomás McDonald's at the time. Sorry for bringing football into it, Mick.
But it's a wee bit
football in Ashley County,
too.
I know, yeah. We found out that in Boris again very quickly that you were good at the football.
You were chairman for a good deal.
I was chairman, and then 1989, then Tighe had completed his 2 years as under-21 manager, so there was a new manager in team required. So I spoke to some of the old selectors like Mikey Ryan and Billy Carroll, Danny Morrissey, Paddy Mara, and they said, if you can get back Minogue, we'll go back. So that was the problem at the time. He had been there, he had done it, he was successful. What we did, we got him back, and the rest is history. I brought the names to the county board meeting and got him ratified. There was no problem. But just as I walked out the door of the county board meeting, there was a man waiting for me. And he says to me, Morris, he says, I'm very disappointed in you. I said, what's wrong? He says, where are you going with Dad's army?
Absolutely brilliant.
But when we won the All-Ireland against Toffoli, that famous match down in Port Laois, that man didn't come to me and say, well done. But anyway.
Good to say hello. Tess Maloney, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Shane, and yourself?
Yeah, your long memories and great memories of Mick.
Oh, yes, I remember me coming into town on the bike. Lovely black suit, white shirt and tie, ready for
sales.
Oh, I tell you. And you wasn't paying out when you were alive, you only paid out when you were dead. Oh, and I tell you, oh, there's no pound each way there.
Good to say hello to us, sis.
Thanks, Eamon.
Mick's sister, where's Mick's sister? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Eamon.
You grew up with him, of course, naturally enough, in Knockshy.
I did, of course, yeah.
What a young lad, was he?
A lovely boy.
Was he that bad?
No, he was... He was wonderful, and he was a wonderful brother, I must say. Down through all the years.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Pure gent.
yes.
In today's world.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's nice to be here and you're enjoying the celebration and all of
it. I am, of course, and the food is only beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to say hello to the people with the food now this minute. Oh, let's say hello to Jim McDonald. How you doing, Jim?
How are you, Eamon? How are things?
Chairman
of the club.
Good to say hello and great tributes paid to Mick Minogue.
Great tributes, and it's only, I suppose, the younger people in the club wouldn't realise what Mick has done. It's only when you hear it. Now, I have heard it before because I've spoken to Mick before about it, but he's a serious history behind him, a serious record. And you can see from the greats that are here today, Ty, Francis, Joe Hayes, Donny, what's here tonight, Noel Morris, great man. But people here tonight to support Mick just shows what a kind of a GAA man he is, what a good man he is for Ross Gray GAA, and what a great man he was for Tipperary GAA.
Absolutely. Listen, thanks for that. Immediately, Donny is with me. How are you doing?
Good, Eamon. How are you doing?
Good to be here.
Good. All great here. Yeah. But Mick, he only failed in one coaching, Mick. He was coaching Micheál Scully how to play at 25. and Micheál is still Junior B now at the 25.
Good to see a little couple around here. How are you doing? Aisling Minogue, how are you?
I'm great, thank you very much. And you?
Good to be here. We're here at the door of your restaurant. Tell us about this restaurant.
Asher, I'm very lucky. This is called E53, and we called it E53 because E53 is Rossgray postcode. So that's where we got the name. So it's Rossgray Coffee House.
Yeah, how long have you been here?
Just a year now.
How's it doing, Shea?
Absolutely. The people of Rossgray have been unbelievably so supportive. I just can't thank them enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mick is your granduncle.
And Mick is my granddad.
Granddad.
He is, and we're absolutely so lucky to have him. He's unreal to all of us. All of us, grandkids and great-grandkids. We can depend on him for anything.
Absolutely. We want to thank you as well for the food and lovely restaurant here and,
no problem.
And the
thank
party.
Thank you for coming over. Thanks a million.
Real party.
Thank you very much for that.
Sean Carroll, how are you?
Hello, Eamon.
Good to be all the way down from Ballingarry.
Yeah. Mick is my uncle, and I remember Mick hurling for Rossgray and... Actually, the first game I seen Mick playing was in 1964. They lost to Nina in the North Final, but Rossgray came out a great team after that. And was really Mick brought me to my first All-Ireland in 1968 against Wexford. And the great man over there, Francis Loughnane, actually was brought in the second half, and Francis nearly turned the whole thing around for Tipperary by winning. We barely lost to Wexford. Francis should have been actually bronze owner. There was an injury to Jimmy Dial, and... Francis nearly turned the thing around for Tipperary, and all Ireland that got away from us, but Mick brought me to my first All-Ireland.
And Mick's daughter. So yeah. And we're very proud of him, and I just say, we're just talking to the women here, I can't remember yesterday how he remembers all the years of, you know, who poked where, and then if it was a card game out in Sopple many years ago, he'd tell you 25 years ago what you reneged. It was unbelievable, you know. So I have to say his memory is fantastic, and I think it's great that he's able to pass that down to like all the younger generation. I think it's wonderful, you know. So we're very proud of him. And
Kira's right behind me. Well, Kira,
how are you? Good. Kira. I don't know what they're all talking about.
They're talking about your dad.
I'll tell you something for nothing. It's a different man every day up in my house.
What a dad.
My poor mother, God rest her, she always said there's one in the family who definitely has her father's love for hurling and for giving out, and we take each other on, and I ask his, we ring each other at halftime, and I'd say, what do you think of that? But then I always hear, no, you're wrong. And yesterday he said, we're going to be bet off the field, he'll deny it. So I went for a draw, and I got the money on the draw for Tip.
Did you?
I did. And I remember Joe Hayes when he was in town. I was often banging on the windowsill trying to get into the Garda station looking for a lift home. And I tell you, there was no sheriff in the house then. whether he was gone off with Tony Keeley and the wife, I don't know where he was. But he wasn't there when I needed him. No, and actually I have to say about Daddy now, like, yes, he's a gentleman, he's everything, but... And he knows, he's a real... Jimmy McGee knows dates of everything, bar... the years and the dates of his seven children, when we were born, he hasn't a clue the dates. He only knows my three children's dates. That's because they're 8th, 10th and 12th of May. Yes, but he is, yes, we'd be lost without him. And we argue a lot, of course, because I'm like him. Don't look like him, thank God. But hurling is my life as well. Absolutely love it, but we clash on it all right now. Thank God it's not hurling his hand now these days, because he'd give me a few scalps of it all right, I'd say.
It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. thank you for coming. Absolutely. And for listening to him.
Absolutely. Make a lot of tributes around the house here today.
Yeah, I have. I'll tell you what I have now. I have a lad who was stopped from going back to America yesterday. My son Aidan.
Oh, you okay?
Who won Aidan. Minor and 21s with Ross Gray years ago. He won a minor one Sunday, and they were short the following Sunday, and they got in to play at 21. And the next thing he said, "Are you going to play?" "I am," he said. And he got a ball in the middle of the field. It was a wet day, and he skied a ball in. And the next thing he said to Ned Tressy, one of his lecturers, "Ned," he said, "I knew from the time I hit the ball, it was a goal. 70 yards out, a wet ball, and dropped in behind the goalkeeper." So he won minor 21. He's going back tomorrow. But as well as that, I want to, tonight I shouldn't let this occasion pass without referring to men I played with from Ross Gray, who we lost.
Mick, before we let you go, Mick, Tipperary playing Sunday against Waterford.
Let's be honest about it. I'd be more worried about Waterford if it was if they were still in it. Mm-hmm. But it's very hard to play when you're not playing for something. And I mean, Waterford are only playing for I don't know what, but they should have. Tipperary should beat them comfortably. And that's not being overconfident. But I'm looking forward to Cork. I'm looking forward to Cork and Limerick, because I think that's going to be a humdinger. My money be on Cork.
Absolutely, for the final.
I would.
Okay, Mick Minogue, listen, a real pleasure to have you on Down Your Way. Real pleasure. Tell everybody for being here as well.
Thank you very, very much indeed, Emma, for coming back. And I hope that as you came down here years ago to get your lovely wife, I hope you'll come down often again.
Absolutely.
And I say to those lads around me here at the moment, I mean, we had such players in our time in Ross Gray. They were brilliant with club, brilliant with county, all stars with a new time. And what could you say? And if you're in amongst fellas like that, it's bound to rub off on you.
Absolutely terrific. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much, Evan.
So that's my lot for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme. To Mick Minogue, a happy birthday.
Alone, all alone, by the wave of strand, all alone in the crowd. Flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that